On this first day of summer, we have heat and humidity across our area, so a real summer feel to welcome in the new season, and this will end up being the warmest and most humid day of the week, as we'll see the humidity levels really drop following the passage of a cold front tonight, and temperatures also will take a bit of a drop as we go through the next several days. Temperatures this afternoon are quite warm. We're up close to 90 degrees in many spots, and our dew point temperatures are running mainly in the low to, in some cases, mid-60s, so that means that we have moderate levels of humidity, so it's not quite oppressive, but still the combination of heat and humidity is making it feel quite warm across eastern New York and western New England on this Monday afternoon. We look to the west and we see a cold front that will work its way through the Great Lakes, and that front will work its way through New York State and New England as we move through the nighttime hours. And as the front comes across, there is the chance for some showers and potentially some thunderstorms as the night moves along. Some of these storms have the potential to be locally strong or severe, so we'll have to monitor the weather as it evolves tonight. The best chance for severe weather will be in areas north and west of the capital region, as those areas will see the thunderstorms arrive first, a little bit closer to some of that leftover heating from the day. The front will cross the eastern half of our area later tonight after things have had a chance to settle down just a bit. So there's still a chance for thunder in those areas and across our entire region, but the best chance for any severe storms will be west and north of the capital region. Then the front moves to our south tomorrow. We'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine, a healthy, refreshing breeze, much lower levels of humidity, and also temperatures tomorrow will end up being about 10 degrees cooler than today. And overall, things remain relatively quiet as we work through Wednesday. Then on Thursday, there's going to be a thunderstorm complex that will work its way likely somewhere to our west through the Great Lakes or possibly the Ohio Valley. The exact track of that cluster of storms will determine if we do see some wet weather and storms here on Thursday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, breezy and less humid, with highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, breezy and less humid, with highs in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy and less humid, with highs in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, breezy and less humid, with highs in the 70s. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, chance of a passing shower or storm mainly across the north, highs in the 70s to around 80, and on Thursday, variably cloudy with a chance of showers and storms and highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.